losing streak is over. What did that win do for your team?
Well, it put us back in a positive frame of mind coming home. Reinforce. We played five periods of hockey. We've either tied them or won them or lost five. We haven't lost a period. Small steps. Two guys that had a little bit of a scoring droughts are gone now, and they banged in two, and they can feel good about themselves. A step forward in confidence.
There seem to be some shaky moments still, and of course, it's always hard to measure how Vancouver's play is maybe at the end of a seven-game trip. So how much better was your team?
We were as good in the third period as we were in the second period in Dallas. Probably, had more offense in that third period than we've seen in an awfully long time. And this is never as... the Nashville game is an extreme game. Other than that, the games aren't as extreme as you feel. We played pretty darn well in Nashville, in Dallas, pretty darn well in St. Louis as well. We were good enough to win the game 4-1. We made mistakes. They had some chances in the second period. We had a great number of chances, high end in the third. We haven't seen that in a long time. I don't know where that. The crowd was great, supportive. It still felt in some ways like a road game. We've been on the road a lot. It certainly feels like so. I think we earned it.
What do you think of Tyler Myers' game, Paul? Seemed like he was pretty
involved.
Tyler,
really good. Confident, jumping into holes, looking fast. Needed our leadership, some of our older guys, to be able to play like that. Some of them had some big minutes on them and some fatigue on them. And they were able to. Tyler was really good. Pavlik was really good. A fortune-changing save, shorthanded. We score. It's up 1-0 instead of down 1. Makes you feel completely different. And made some good saves when we needed him to at times. Shifley's line, very, very strong. So each player, I thought, throughout the lineup had some moments where they added to the win.
Talked about identity a lot on the trip. Was this the toughest your team was to play against in the last stretcher?
No, I think we played a really good game in Dallas. Both teams a little shaky in the first, but our second period there was pretty darn solid against a good offensive team. The streak is, and it's not blown out of proportion. That's not what I'm trying to say. We lost five in a row. Everything's ugly, and we're getting at both barrels, and that's the way this works. I get it. But there was good at times. There was nothing good in the Nashville game, but there was some real good in St. Louis and some real good in Dallas. And now with some solid hockey here, we have the opportunity to focus on that. We can focus on some of the good things to build off. When you're struggling, it's a real hard thing to do. And we're not talking about we dealt with what was ugly directly. But you've got to be able to focus on some positives too.
Did snapping the power play drought allow your team to take a deep breath in the first period?
I think so. They're feeling it. Those are all your offensive guys. Struggled with your power play woes. Or we have a bunch of guys that had struggled to score 5-on-5. Just getting one to go for Scheif. Mark's played really well through this whole stretch. Really, I've liked his game. Real good signs of maturity in it. Drew Stafford has handled his last 10 games about as well as you can ask a pro. Very, very frustrated with the losing, with not scoring, with the plus-minus. It's good karma. He's earned to have it that night, and he had a couple others that didn't go for him, but he stuck with it.
Well, it's not often we see a mean Mark Scheifele. It seemed like he was in a lot of the extracurricular activities.
Yeah,
did you notice any of that angst?
Well, Mark found out you're not allowed to shoot a puck into somebody's net, so he took that personally, it seemed. That's maturity. You saw it out of Adam Lowry the other night and getting into one, and the younger players feeling invested in the team. Mark's a big part of what we do. Mark's played very well here, quietly kind of, because the guys that he was with weren't scoring, he wasn't scoring, but his play's been very good.
Paul, you said earlier today about how this team kind of wears it or feels the loss, losing. So what kind of relief did you sense after tonight?
Well, I didn't go in the room. I've been in the room enough. that's theirs. Players win, coaches lose, right? Let them have their day and their night, and they enjoy it. The bench was good. I know there's relief in there, and they can. We haven't had a day off at home, a real one, where you actually got to recuperate. Since October, a day in October, so they'll get a chance to recharge a little. We'll get our, I think our second real practice at home in 3 weeks, and then get our legs back a little sharper, a little quicker. But at least you don't have to sell finding that confidence quite as hard.